In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
I hope you're listening. It's a rainy day in Boston. So I'm looking at the 24th chapter of Matthew as we continue. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you." That's happening all throughout the world. I hope you're praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters. I hope you're praying for those people that are led to death and who suffer persecution for the name of Jesus. More persecution and more killings are taking place in these days than ever before. Last week, as I said, Coptic brothers and sisters were led to death by Muslims in Egypt. "You shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake." I don't know if you noticed, but the nations have turned against the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac. Our very country, which is a covenanted country, has turned against the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father. We've turned against the Lord. You see, we don't speak of God. We call it separation of church and state. The only thing is that separation of church and state means there will be no state religion, and it's not in the Constitution. This country was given over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our forefathers believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, we've come so far that you shall be hated by all nations. And I'm telling you, Christians are seen as crazy people. Christians are seen as fools. Christians are seen as idiots. And yet, Christianity is the only way to salvation. His name is Jesus. Nations have turned against the Lord. Nations and her people have turned against the Lord. We see that in Europe, which at one time was a Christian continent, now has turned against the Lord. America turned against the Lord, turned against Christians. Christians are seen as fanatics. "And then shall many be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another." In other words, when the heat comes and you have to pay for being a Christian, many will be offended and betray one another. Still, we in the United States are not under a great persecution. I can say what I want to say today on the radio. I can do what I want to do. But yet, there's going to be a time when to speak the gospel, you'll have to pay for it. And I'm not talking about with money. And there will be a line set in the sand that you will either be for or against Jesus Christ. Nation will be against nation, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, father against son, son against father. That's right. "Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." Do you know what I'm afraid of? I've said this before and I'll say it again, that if persecution starts in the United States and that we have to stand up for Jesus Christ, we have to be on the right side of the line. I'm afraid that the authorities in the church will tell us to compromise. well, you know, we are so lukewarm in the United States, and our people are so lukewarm that I'm afraid that if persecution came, we would hear from our leaders, well, you know, it's not, it would be better to just keep the status quo and reverence God in your heart. Today we celebrate the feast of Isaac Jogues, who prayed to be a martyr. Yesterday we celebrated the feast of Saint Luke, who died a martyr. The day before we celebrated the feast of Ignatius of Antioch, the successor of Saint Peter, who died a martyr, who pled with his people as a bishop, that when he was brought to the beasts, that they would not save him, but that he would be wheat ground in the teeth of the beasts, you know. Today, we cannot even get the people to come to church. We have become so wishy-washy, so namby-pamby, so milquetoast, so diluted, that, my Lord, if persecution came, how many would follow the man who died on a cross, who is both God and man? How many would follow the one who gave his life so that we could have eternal life? Oh, yes, you know, if you had to pay for being a Christian, I think it's very sad. I think it's very sad. And, you know, there's going to be a day where what I am saying today will not be accepted. That's just real. And that day is coming quickly. That day is coming quickly. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. You know, we live in this world that says, you know, as long as you pray to God, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Because what God are you praying to? What God are you praying to? It's a very important thing. You know, God can be anything or anyone. People have many gods. The first commandment says, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Yeah, there are many strange gods that people pray to. You know, every religion will not lead to salvation. Every religion will not lead to heaven. I'm telling you that. Only Jesus Christ and his blood gets us to heaven. You know, we've been hearing about Romney. You know, Romney, is the Mormon church a Christian church? Well, you know what? I know about the Mormon church, okay? I know about it. I'm not going to vote for Romney according to his religion. I'm going to vote if I want Romney because I think he'd be better than Obama. Hopefully, it's not Romney. Hopefully, it's someone else. But in reality, the Mormon church is not the church that is a Christian church. It's not. It's not. You know, that minister was right when he said it was a cult. The Mormons believe that Jesus Christ and Satan are brothers. The Mormons believe that Jesus Christ is the incarnation of Michael the Archangel. So, you know, that what they believe would not affect my vote for Romney if I was going to vote for Romney. But in reality, the Mormon church is not Christian, Orthodox Christian. That's real. That's real. That's absolutely real. Neither is the Jehovah Witness a Christian church. Neither is the Christian Scientists a Christian church. They are not Christian churches. You see? But the point is that the Christians will be persecuted and people will betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Many false prophets during the end times shall arise and deceive many. And I'm going to tell you, you know, they're going to deceive many because people don't know their faith, because people don't know God, because people have not met Jesus Christ. It's easy to be deceived. It's easy to be deceived. I know one pure way of not being deceived, and that's neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. For us to live under the shadow of the cross and under the shadow of the empty tomb, I know to proclaim Christ crucified is not to be offended, is not to be duped by false religions and false prophets, okay? Now, I'm telling you, prophets can come and prophets can go, but I'm telling you, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Prophets will proclaim the word of God not for money, but because they've been given a commission by Jesus Christ and it burns in their heart. Look at Jeremiah. He proclaimed the word of God, even though he experienced anguish and said, "Cursed be the day that they brought the news that my father had a boy child. And, you know, cursed be that day." But he continued to proclaim the word of God. You know, prophets that proclaim the word of God to get rich are false prophets. You proclaim the word of God because you've been sent by the Lord and by the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, the laborer is worth his pay. There's no doubt about that. But you don't do it out of love for money. You do it because you've been sent and the message burns within you. You want to bring people to the Lord and the Lord to people. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. You know, be careful where you send your money, okay? That's all I can tell you. Just be careful where you send your money. You know, I don't like people saying, you know, you give me 100 for my ministry and the Lord's going to give you 1,000. I'm telling you this, my friends, it ain't necessarily so. I am all for tithing and I'm all for offerings and giving gifts to the Lord. But, you know, I'm going to send my money where the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached and where people are being led to him. That's where I'm going to send my money. I'm not going to be duped by Madison Avenue ways of getting people to give me money. You know, I want to say and be proud of the fact that in the name of Jesus, we've been on 27 years and we only send out 4 letters a year. Only 1 year did we send out 5. Imagine, we've been on 27 years by the grace of the living God. It's by the grace of the living God. It's by the grace of Jesus Christ, and we only send out letters seasonally. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, we have not grown like other ministries, you know, but I believe where we are is where God wants us now. You know, we're not in it for the money. We're in it that people would hear the word of God, be converted, be healed, be blessed. That's what we're in it for. And because sin shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. And we're living in that era today. There are people who served the Lord 20 years ago that are as cold can be. There are people that served the Lord 10 years ago that are as cold can be. There are people that have served the Lord 5 years ago that are as cold can be. There are people that have served the Lord 2 years ago that are as cold can be. That's right. Oh, yeah, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus means difficulty, you know. It means difficulty. It's a difficult thing. It's not an easy thing. And the thing is that people that were on fire years ago are as cold can be. What do they need to do? I'm reading from Jeremiah 3, verse 12. Jeremiah is told, "Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, backsliding Israel. Return, backsliding Tom. Return, backsliding Frank. Return, backsliding Mary, says the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am a merciful God, and I keep not my anger forever. The only thing I want you to do is to acknowledge your sin and your transgression against the Lord your God, who has scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree." That's idolatry. "But ye have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord." Return. If you're cold today, return. Return. Start doing the things you did at the beginning. Start praying. Get on your knees. Read the scriptures. Oh God. Backsliders, return. Return. Find people that have more faith than you. Return. Return to the Lord. As I said, because sin abounds, yes, grace abounds more, but because sin has been increased in the world, the scripture says that the love of many has grown cold. Are you in that category? Then return to the Lord. Get to confession. Give your heart to the Lord. He will never reject you. "No one who comes unto me will I ever reject," Jesus says. Return to the Lord. It's time to return to the Lord. It's time to do the things we did at first. It's time to put first things first. Yes, it's time. And so if you do it, you'll be accepted. You say, "But it's been so long. I've fallen out of grace." Then fall back into grace. Admit your transgression. Admit your sin. Repent. Turn away from your sin. Don't wait for Ash Wednesday for someone to put some black stuff on your head saying, "Turn away from your sin." Listen. People don't even know what they're doing on Ash Wednesday. Today I'm speaking to you and to me. Return to the Lord. Return with a grateful heart that He will not reject you. Return with love that you've left a good home. You had a good home and you left it. Return, 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 return. That's all I can say is return. So Father, we come to you and we say, give us the grace to return, because we don't even know how to do it. In all reality, Father, we don't know how to do it. We've been duped. We've been duped. Sin has so increased that we've become part of it. Have mercy on us, Father. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Have mercy on us, Holy Spirit. I ask you, Lord, I ask you for grace, for all of us who have transgressed, all of us who have sinned, all of us who have left our first love, I ask for grace that you would do new things and work new wonders again. I ask that you'd make us excited about you again, Lord, that our first thought in the morning would be Jesus. I ask, Lord, that your grace would be active in our lives, no matter what it costs us. Lord, I ask that in faith, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the holy, awesome name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I have something I'm going to bring to you. This is very important. My friend writes to me, I have a dear friend. Her name is Jen. She is a young mother with three children who is very sick with lymphoma. She's not responding to any chemotherapy in 9 months of treatment. She's in the Mass General Hospital with a high fever, and she needs blood transfusion. She needs major prayers for a miracle. Will you ask your radio listeners to pray for Jen? And I have another one. Her name is Michelle. The same thing. Would you pray for Jen and Michelle today? Would you pray that God would heal them? That God would heal them through the blood of Jesus? Would you spend some time for Jen and Michelle today? Would you do that? Would you get people to pray that there'd be a turnaround in these young women's lives? Would you do that for me? Would you stop thinking about what you need and think about Jen and Michelle? Would you do that for me? Not for me, but for them. These are young women with a young family, and I ask your prayers for these people. So I pray in the name of Jesus for Jen and Michelle, that through the blood of Christ, they would be healed of this cancer. By the blood of Christ that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel, I say, Jen and Michelle, be healed now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' wonderful name. By the power of the blood, I say, Jen and Michelle, be healed, and everything the enemy wrote against you so that you would die has been canceled and blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Be healed now by the blood of the Lamb. And I call those things to be now that are not as if they are, and they are by grace. Jen and Michelle, be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please keep these two in your prayers. And I have another one. Her last name is Mrs. Ouellette, another young mother. Please keep Mrs. Ouellette, be healed, Mrs. Ouellette, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the blood. And I have another one. Her name is Nancy, who has cancer. Be healed in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Nancy and Mrs. Ouellette. Would you pray for these four people? Mrs. Ouellette, Nancy, Jen, and Michelle, would you do that, please? I get these calls, and, you know, these calls are emergency calls. God hears and answers prayer. So I'm asking you to do me a favor, that you'd keep these people in your prayers today. Forget about yourself and begin to pray for other people. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. You know, we are on every day at this time in Boston. We are on every day at this time in Arizona. We are on every day at this time in WFAX. We are on every day at this time in Idaho, in Michigan. We are on every day at this time in the Syracuse area, whatever, you hear me. And you know, not one penny comes to me. All the money that we receive is for the paying of the bills. So please, the mailing address is simple. People in the western part of the state of Massachusetts, people in Boston, please, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And Jimmy the Roofer is still accepting roofs, you know what I'm saying? 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Let me tell you this. You can hear our broadcasts, which are archived on the World Wide Web, www.inseason.net. 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 Many, many broadcasts and television programs have been archived. www.inseason.net. It is time to repent. It is time for the cold of heart to be warmed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. It is time to confess our sins. It is time to return to the Lord. It is time for our first love. It is time. Today, He will accept you, and He will not say, "Where were you?" He will say, "Welcome back. Welcome back. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you." God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.